بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue with the قصص الأنبياء, the series of prophets and messengers, from Sheikh عبد الرحمن ابن ناصر السعدي رحمه الله. We have come to the story of Nuh alayhi salam, where Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, "Makatha al-bashar ba'da Adam qurunan tawila," that the people lived after Adam alayhi salam for many generations. And in fact, in Bukhari there's a narration from Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhuma that they lived for 1,000 years. Is that correct? Anyone can remember the narration in Bukhari from Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhuma that they had lived for 1,000 years, and thereafter came Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Wahum ummatun wahidah ala al-huda, and all of those years they were upon one ummah after Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, upon tawheed, upon one ummah, upon guidance. ثم اختلفوا, then they differed. وأدخلت عليهم الشياطين الشرورة, and devils entered upon them, evil matters which were varied, متنوعة, بطرق كثيرة, by many ways. فكان قوم نوح قد مات منهم أناس صالحون. So amongst the people of Nuh, amongst them were righteous people whom, when they passed away, their followers decided to make images of them into sculptures, images so that they can remind themselves of these righteous individuals. وَدَّمْ وَسُوَاعًا وَيَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. Five mentioned in Surah Nuh, five of the righteous individuals who lived at that time. And when they passed away, the people made images or sculptures out of them, out of these righteous individuals. لِيَتَذَكَّرُوا بِهَا أَحْوَالَهُمْ, so that can be reminded of their affair, of their good conduct. So on the outset, it looks like a good thing. On the outset, it looks good. They're going to be reminded of their good deeds. فَكَانَ هَذَا مَبْتَدَأ أَوْ مُبْتَدَأَ الشَّرْ. So this was the beginning of evil. So just because your intention is good, it doesn't mean the action is accepted. Just because your intention is good, it doesn't mean the action is good. Intention is one thing, but the action must be accordance to the sunnah, and in that case must be accordance to the prophets and messengers that have come before. فَلَمَّا هَلَكَ الَّذِينَ صَوَّرُوهُمْ لِهَذَا الْمَعْنَى جَاءَ مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ وَقَدْ مَحَلَّ الْعِلْمِ. So knowledge became less and less, and the people forgot. After they had made these images, the people had forgotten Tawheed, or they have not been reminded of Tawheed. And this shows you the da'wah to Tawheed must be continuous. Because once the people became ignorant, then they turned to making these images, and they made, even with good intention, they ended up doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, setting up rivalries and partners with Allah. So instead of calling upon Allah, they would call upon these five righteous individuals. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. So Shaytan said to them, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَدَّا وَسُوَاعًا وَيَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. These five righteous people, قَدْ كَانَ أَوَّلُهُمْ يَدْعُونَهُمْ وَيَسْتَشْفَعُونَ بِهِمْ, that they themselves, they used to be sought when they were alive. So why can't you seek them when they're dead? Is when they are alive, you're allowed to seek help from the righteous if they are alive. And if they are able, you can go to them and say, ask Allah, to supplicate. And there's difference of opinion regarding this application. Some of the scholars say it is still better not to ask anyone and have reliance on Allah alone and to supplicate to Allah alone. But it was a practice, and it did occur in the time of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, that when the Prophet ﷺ was alive, they would go to him and ask him for rain. Like in the hadith about the Jum'ah, the man said, halakatil amwal, halakatil anfus. Wealth, possessions, property, damaged. All of that is damaged. And lives have been lost. Halakatil anfus. Ask Allah, because of drought, no rain. Ask Allah to send us rain. A man stood up, this is in Jum'ah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he supplicated while he's on the minbar. And he continued to supplicate until before he went down from the minbar, his beard was flowing, wet from the rain. And it continued to rain. And it rained. And it rained until the next Friday. Then a man stood up in Jum'ah. And some say it's the same man, some say it's not the same man. And he said the same thing. But this time he said, after he said, halakatil amwal, halakatil anfus. Because of the flood. Now it's been raining so much, it's caused flood. And people have lost their lives. And property has been lost. Possessions, property, wealth has been lost. Ask Allah, O Messenger of Allah, to stop the rain. And the Prophet ﷺ, he pointed to each cloud, and as he was pointing to it, it would disappear until it stopped raining. That is a proof, an example, that in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they were asking for supplication, and there were other incidents. After the death of the Messenger ﷺ, they didn't go to his grave. They actually asked the Prophet's uncle, Abbas, they asked him, to supplicate for rain. So that shows you, radiallahu anhu, that shows you that it's proof that you don't seek help from the dead, no matter how righteous they are. Not from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nor from the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. So these five righteous people, they used to go to, individuals would go to them in order for help. In that which they were able. And they would help the people. And they would quench thirst of the people. And they would help them in their everyday lives, whatever need, and they advised them in that which was good. But they never called them to worship themselves. They never called them to that. ثُمَّ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ نُوحًا. So when their people started worshipping these five people by calling upon them for help, and asking them for shafa'ah, for intercession, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. يَعْرِفُونَهُ. He lived amongst them, and they knew them, and they knew him. وَيَعْرِفُونَ صِدْقَهُ. They knew his truthfulness. وَأَمَانَتَهُ. And his upholding of trusts. وَكَمَالَ أَخْلَاقِهُ. And the completeness of his manner. Allahu Akbar. This shows you the da'i, how he should be. He should have, should be truthful, not to lie, because it's enough sin that you, a person, that he relates everything he hears. يتحدث بكل ما يسمع وبكل ما سمع. He narrates everything he heard. No. Should be careful in what you say. Be truthful. كونوا مع الصادقين. Be with the truthful ones. And so Nuh عليه السلام was known, just like the Messenger ﷺ was known later, as being al-Amin, being truthful. So being truthful is a good trait. And the kuffar of Quraysh, even in their trait, in Jahiliyyah, they never used to lie. Or they would feel that it was shameful to lie. So how is it for us nowadays then? We see people lying, and we see that people take it easy. And the Messenger ﷺ said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَدِبْ. Be warned of lying. فَإِنَّ الْكَدِبْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. For lying leads to transgression and sin. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And transgression and sin leads to the hellfire. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. Be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِ. Truthfulness guides to righteous actions, being good. وَإِنَّ الْبِرْ يَدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ And righteous actions leads to paradise. So being truthful, upholding trust, amana, fulfilling the trust that are placed upon you. You have a trust upon your wives, upon your children, upon your families. There's a trust upon each and every one of us. We have to uphold those trusts. That mithaq, ghaliz, is actually a great trust and a great contract between you and your wife and your children. Yawm al-qiyamah, you will be accountable for them. Not to leave them scattered, not to leave them without advising them, without rearing them, cultivating them, educating them. So we have to have fulfill, we have to fulfill our trusts. And thirdly, he said, kamala akhlaqihi, the completeness of his manners. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma jitu illa li utammima makarim al akhlaq. I have not come except to complete good manners or perfect manners. And he had the perfect manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun wa innaka la ajran ghayra mamnun wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Great manner, great stature. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف الرحيم. This was the messenger of Allah. A man has come from amongst yourselves. It grieves him that you turn away. It grieves him that you turn away, and that you do not follow his commandments or what Allah commands. With the believers, he is رؤوف, kind and رحيم, and merciful. نعم. And he was merciful to all of mankind, not just to the Muslims, to the non-Muslims, in wanting guidance for them, in calling them day and night, calling those around him, his family and his neighbors and those in his community, spending time, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has given him, having akhlaq with Allah first, before the people. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, with this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon him, and they knew him, he said to them, worship Allah, O my people. And notice here, he said, O my people. Some of the scholars of tafsir said, look, he didn't just say, O nas, he actually said, my people. He's trying to get close to them. He's trying to make them feel that I care. O my people, worship Allah. And this shows you the good manner, good nature of the da'i, wanting khair for the other. O my people, worship Allah. You do not have مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِهِ. You do not have anything to do with any deity besides him, besides Allah. First call of all the messengers, اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِهِ. And you can read that in Surah Al-A'raf and Surah Al-Hud, similar verses. وَرَغَّبَهُمْ في خير الدنيا والآخرة. Encourage them that they will get good in this life and good in the hereafter if they worship Allah alone. يا قومي إني لكم نذير مبين. I am to you a clear warner. أن اعبدوا الله واتقوه واطيعون. That you worship Allah and you have piety towards Allah. Fear Allah. And you obey me. يعني obey him in that which he calls you to, in that which is good. يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And he will forgive you your sins. And he will delay you to an appointed time, that time of death, which each and every one of us will face. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. It's going to happen. إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. That is the ajal. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When it comes, it's not delayed an hour, nor is it brought forward. It comes on time. When your time comes, it comes on time. You could be 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 50 years old, 60, 70. Whatever it is, that time that comes, Allah help you. If you're upon Iman and Tawheed, you'll be helped. Because this is the time you are in need. You are in need to be sincere, especially saying, La ilaha illallah. We think it's going to be a long time. يَرَوْنَهَا بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا. They see it as long. as not coming, as if it's far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. And Allah says, we see as close by. And one of the great benefits in Surah Al-Ma'arij, look, they even deny not just death that is going to happen at some time. Nobody can deny that, but they don't. It's not just Qiyamah they deny the resurrection. And they say, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. Not that verse, the other verse, Surah Al-Ma'arij. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. If you look at the tafsir of this verse, سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. A questioner asks about the reality of the punishment. And the tafsir of this, if you look at tafsir, Shulkani and others, سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. Actually, and you see it in also tafsir al-Sa'di, they're asking, not in wanting to know, they're asking to belittle that there's going to be a punishment. As if to deny it, as if to say, what punishment is coming? سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٍ. For the disbelievers, they will not be able to repel it. When it comes, it comes. And they will not be able to repel it. But look how the last verse is connected to the first verse of Surah Al-Ma'arij. The last verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that they will be humbled. What's the last verse of Ma'arij? خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً. Their eyes, their sight is humbled. You ask about the punishment, is it real? Is it coming? Their eyes are humbled. خَاشِعَةً. Humbled. أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً. And ذُلْ. Humiliation. This being the feeling of being despicable, not being able to have any authority, not being able to do what you used to do, have a choice at that moment. Now, khalas, reckoning, punishment for those who are deserving of it. خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُعَدُونَ. That is the day that they were promised. You ask about it in the beginning of the surah. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابٍ وَاقِعٍ. This is the day that you were promised. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called them to worship Allah, to fear Him, taqwa, which is to worship Allah upon a light from Allah, seeking His reward, and to keep away from that which Allah prohibited, upon a light from Allah, fearing His punishment. Ya qawmi inni lakum nadhirun mubin. Notice he said, I'm a warner first. Before giving glad tidings, he's a warner. Warning away from shirk, calling them to tawheed. Just like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Warning the people after shirk, warning them away from bid'ah, calling them to sunnah. Warning them away from kufr, calling them to iman. Warning them away from darkness, calling them to light. All of the warning against the opposite, and establishing perfection. يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. In reality, if you do that, Allah will forgive you your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And He will delay your appointed time to a time that comes, until it comes. And He will delay your life until it comes, till death comes. فَلَمَّا بَدَأَهُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ وَتَصْفِيهِ أَرَائِهِمْ وَتَخْوِيفِهِمْ بِعُقُوبَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ قَالُوا مَا نَرَكَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So when he called them to ikhlas, call them to leave their opinions over and above what Allah has called them to, they said, مَا نَرَكَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We don't see you except upon misguidance, clear misguidance. And look at the insults that came afterwards. وَمَا نَرَى تَبَعَكَ وَمَا نَرَى تَبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمُ أَرَادِلُنَا. And we don't see your followers except the lowliest amongst us. Yani the poor. Look at your followers. Look at us. We've got nice this and that. Nice clothing, we got nice houses, we got this. Look at your followers. Which is a false argument. And Shaykh Sa'd rahimahullah comes to that afterwards. Comes to these doubts that they brought. وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. And we don't really see you have any status amongst us. Rather we see you as from the liars. وَطَلَبُ مِنْهُ أَنْ يَطْرُدَ مَنْ كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اسْتِكْبَارًا مِنْهُمْ. And they also sought from him to expel the believers that were following him from their arrogance and their rejection of the truth and their towering over the creation. فَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِهِ ضَلَالٍ. So he explained to them that what I have is not misguidance. This is from Allah. وَإِنَّمَا بِهِ تَزُولُ الضَّلَالَةِ عَنِ الْخَلْقِ. But what I'm calling you to will remove misguidance from the people. وَأَنَّهُ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. And that he is a messenger that is truthful. عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ وَبَرَاهِينَ وَاضِحَةٍ. Upon clarity from his Lord. And from clarity from his Lord and proof that is apparent. وَأَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَا يَحِلُّ طَرْدُهُمْ. And that the believers is not allowed to expel them. بَلْ حَقُّهُمُ الْإِكْرَامِ. But rather, their rights is that you should be generous towards them. وَالْإِحْتِرَامِ. And that you should honor them. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَدَّعِي لَهُمْ طُورًا يُزَاحِمُ فِيهِ الرَّبِّ. And nor does he claim that he is trying to, and they are trying to, يعني compete against them in order to take their authority. And he said to them, وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ. I don't claim to you that I have the treasures of Allah. Because they're talking about that we are poor, and we are destitute, and we are from the lowliest amongst the community. I'm not going to compete with you in this argument, because that is a false argument anyway. I'm calling you to truth. I'm not calling you to my wealth. I'm not calling you to the treasures of Allah that you are calling, that you think I have. I'm not saying I have that. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. Nor do I know the unseen. وَلَا أَقُولُ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ. Nor do I say to you I'm an angel, because you're saying I'm the same as you, Bashar. Yes, I'm a Bashar like you and me. We're all Bashar, we're all human. وَلَا أَقُولُ الَّذِينَ تَزْدَرِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Nor do I say to those who amongst you who are misguided that Allah won't give them any wealth. Allah gives wealth to rich, to believers and non-believers. And that wealth for the non-believers is a trial and a test. And also istidraj. Steps by step Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in full. Until He snatches their soul while they are enjoying and heedless. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَدْعُوهُمْ. So He continued to call them. لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. وَسِرًّا وَجِهَارًا. Night and day He continued calling them. In secret. When they are alone, He's calling them. In public, He's calling them. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاؤُهُ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. As come in the verse. It's like Nuh. وَنُفُورًا. It didn't increase them except more rejection and more turning away from the truth. And more turning away from the advice that He called them to in establishing ibadah to Allah. So they didn't want to do that. They wanted to call upon other deities besides Allah. They wanted to, and shirk was pleasing to them. Shaitan has made it pleasing to them to call upon other than Allah. Rabbi innahum asawni. Our Lord, they have disobeyed me. Wattaba'u man lam yazidhu maluhu waladuhu illa khasara. And they have followed. Whereby their wealth and their children did not increase them except in loss. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا. And they plotted a mighty plot. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. And they said, don't leave your idols, your deities that you are worshipping. Neither of these five idols or these five images that we have made. Don't leave them. and continued to worship them. So they continued upon their dalala. And this brings us to the point of images. Scholars, they mention that this is proof to be careful of image making, picture taking. And some people may see, oh, what is wrong with that? There's no harm. It's just a photo. It's just a picture. What is wrong with it? But in reality, this is what happened to people of Noah. Before Noah alayhi salam came to them as a messenger, after 1,000 years of being upon Tawheed, Shaitan came upon them and they forgot Tawheed. And they became ignorant. And they what? Started shirk with what? With picture taking, with image making. This is the beginning of shirk. So you may say, oh, it's okay, it's not an issue, it's a small thing. But this was the beginning of shirk. And the Prophet ﷺ said about the image makers and the picture takers, hadith in Sahih Muslim, أَشَدُّ النَّاسَ عَدَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ. The most severest in punishment on the Day of Judgment are the picture takers and the image makers. The least is we should be careful not to fall into that. Unless there is a necessity for having a photo for a passport that the scholars mention a necessity for. But if there's no necessity, it's just for dhikra, then you may end up being in that situation. The most severest of punishment. May Allah protect us. I can't guarantee for you anything, Ya Abdullah. And no one can guarantee you paradise. No one can guarantee you safety from the hellfire. No one can guarantee you safety from being punished because of picture making. No one can guarantee you that. So why do you feel easy to picture take? It's not a joke. Why is it easy? It becomes so widespread that even in the masajid, if you go to Makkah and Medina, even in the masajid, people are easy going with the picture taking. With picture taking. If you are safe and you feel secure, then that's between you and Allah. I cannot feel safe and secure. Regarding a hadith which is in Sahih Muslim, which is authentic, the severest in punishment are the picture. I can't feel secure when I read this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last of the messengers, the best of the messengers. I can't feel secure. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Isn't it time for the believers to humble their hearts with the remembrance of Allah? When one is reminded, the hearts should tremble. When the Qur'an is being recited, the hearts should feel softened. When one hears the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ears should be attentive. But are we going to be like the people of Nuh, who turned away from Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they used these arguments? Rabbi innahum asawni, they disobeyed me. Wattaba'u man lam yazidhu maluhu waladuhu illa qasara. Yes, they had wealth and they had children, but it only increased them in loss. فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَنَّ التَّذْكِيرَ لَا يَنْفَعْ فِيهِمْ بِوَجْهِ مِنَ الْوُجُوهِ. When he saw that actually reminding them didn't benefit them, didn't actually bring about change from any angle, didn't really bring about change. وَأَنَّهُ كُلَّمَا جَاءَ قَرْنٌ كَانَ أَخْبَثْ مِمَّا قَبْلَ. And every time a generation came, it was worse than the former. He said, Rabbi, لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا. Do not leave upon the earth disbelievers to inherit this earth. إنك إن تذرهم يضل عبادك. Because if you were to leave them, they would misguide your servants. ولا يلد إلا فاجرا كفارا. And they will not give birth except to those like them, evil, wicked, and disbelievers. But Nuh عليه السلام tried. إني دعوتهم جهارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا يمددكم بأموال. He tried and he said to them, Allah will give you wealth and children. You want wealth and children, want khair, Allah will give you that if you seek istighfar with Allah. And he called them and they closed their ears. جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا. They closed their ears. And then he turned to do in sign language. And then they closed their eyes. They put cover around their eyes. So either way he tried, whatever was possible. But they didn't want to listen. They wanted to follow their own desires. And this is the case with the people of misguidance. وَصَارَ نُوحٌ لَهُ الْفَضْلُ وَالْإِبْتِدَاءُ بِهَذِهِ السَّنَاعَةِ. Yes, and Nuh continued. Allah blessed him to be able to build a ship, an ark. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with this trade or this skill to be able to build things with wood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to build a ship to save the people who believe, and the flood will come and it will make the rest perish, the disbelievers perish. وَفَارَتْ تَنُّورِ. And then the flood came. From all directions, from behind the mountains, from valleys which were deep became filled. وَفَارَتْ تَنُّورِ. Water rose at that time. And prior to that, they were laughing at him. Where is water going to come from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent water from the sky and water from the ground. And Shaykh Sa'd rahimahullah said, both of them, water from the sky and water from the mixed with each other until it became more and more. And the people were drowned. And those who were saved, Nuh alayhi salam, and the animals that he was commanded to place on board, and on board the ark, and the believers who believed in him. And as for his son, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana, O my son, come with me, board the ark with me, with us. وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And don't be from the disbelievers. He saw his son climb a tall mountain, thinking that mountain would be able to save him. And he said, come on board. And this is the reality of each and every one of us who has love for his children, who has love for his sons and daughters. He wants them to be saved. And he wants them to be upon Tawheed and Sunnah. He wants them to keep up their prayers. He wants them to be charitable. And he says, come on board, that you may be saved. And don't be with the disbelievers, those who turn away. فَتَمَادَ بِهِ الْغُرُورِ. But amazement got the better of his son. Amazement. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't let the world deceive you, this dunya. Don't let it deceive you. And don't let the chief of deceivers deceive you, shaitan. As Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Luqman, don't let the dunya deceive you. It's deceptive. And shaitan is the chief of deceivers. I say, you climb that mountain, you'll be safe. But he wasn't. فَتَمَادَ بِهِ الْغُرُورِ. He became self-amazed. فِي تِلْكَ الْحَالِ. In that situation. And said to his father, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي. سَآوِي إِلَى الْجَبَلٍ. I will seek protection on that mountain. It will protect me from the water. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. لَمْ يَخْطُرْ بِبَالِهِمْ أَنَّ الْمِيَاهَ سَتَرْتَفِعْ فَوْقَ رُؤُوسِ الْجِبَالِ. It didn't occur to him or them that actually the water that you're seeing that has covered the valleys and is about to engulf the mountains will eventually flood over to all the mountains. لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, there is no protection after today from the commandment of Allah, except those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy over. لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ. فَلَا يَعْصِمُ الْجَبَلِ. The mountain won't be able to protect you. Shaitan won't be able to protect you. The dunya that you live will not live, you will not live forever to be able to be protected. The money that you gain and you spend and you earn every day won't be able to protect you. Your wife that sleeps by your side won't be able to protect you. Your children that aid you every day in your lives won't be able to protect you. Your work, your business, your mansion, your houses, your cars, your won't be able to protect you. لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله. When the command of Allah comes, is you and your amal. Is you and your ikhlas, your sincerity. Is you and what you have put forward. ما قدمت لغد. What you have put forward for the next day. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Indeed Allah knows all that you do. So the mountain he climbed. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. And a wave came between Nuh alayhi salam and his son. And his son became from those who were drowned. فَأَغْرَقَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned all of the disbelievers, fulfilling the dua of Nuh alayhi salam, who said, do not allow on this earth any of the disbelievers to live, for they misguide many, or they misguide others. So do not allow them to live. And his answer, the dua was answered. And they were perished in the flood. And in this is a sign. Is a sign that Nuh alayhi salam security is with Tawheed, because he came to call to Tawheed. So many people may say, why are you always calling to Tawheed? Always you're calling to Tawheed. First and foremost, after 1,000 years of da'wah to Tawheed, the people, when they turned away, became ignorant and stopped calling to Tawheed, they fell into shirk. Secondly, Nuh alayhi salam showed us that security is in worshipping Allah, is in Tawheed, is in being sincere. Because when the ship sailed, and those with him who were believers in a Tawheed, who had sincerity in their worship, they were saved. And everybody else perished. وَأَنَّ مَنْ خَالَفَهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُبْطِلٌ وَدَلِيلٌ عَلَى الْجَزَاءِ فِي الدُّنْيَا لِأَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ وَبِالنَّجَاةِ وَالْكَرَامَةِ. Also it's proof that the people of Iman will have reward in the dunya and the akhirah. Not just the akhirah. The people of Tawheed will have happiness, salvation, success, victory in the dunya and the akhirah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid them through the thick and the thin, and through hardship and difficulties, and in times of ease. And when the destruction comes, they are saved. فَلَمَّا حَصَلَ هَذَا الْمَقْصُودَ الْعَظِيمُ أَمْرَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاءُ أَنْ تَقْلَعَ عَنِ الْمَاءُ. When that occurred, and the disbelievers were perished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the skies to stop raining. For the rain to stop and the earth to swallow the water in order for it not to remain on it, on top. And the ark lay and reached a mountain called Al-Judi or Mount Judi, which is known in the area of Mosul, which is near Iraq or in Iraq. And this is proof that all of the mountains were covered in water, were covered in flood. And that was the mountain that eventually became apparent once the flood had ceased to exist. And Nuh alayhi salam was saddened. Saddened because his son had died and had left with the disbelievers, trying to find a path other than the path of Al-Islam. Other than the path of Tawheed. He called upon him and he didn't succeed. He didn't succeed. His son didn't succeed in being saved. Because he chose a path other than the path of Allah. And so Nuh alayhi salam, with distress and sadness, he called upon Allah. Rabbi in, he said, Innabni min ahli. My son is from amongst my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. And your promise is true. You promised to save my family. And you are the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to him. He said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. He is not from your family. From those who will be saved. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified that those who will be saved will be إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ. Except those whom already preceded, the speech has already preceded regarding. Yani, those who will be saved to be upon Tawheed and Ikhlas. And he said to Nuh alayhi salam, إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. It is an action which is not from the good actions that you supplicate for somebody who has turned away. Even if he's your son, he has turned away and he has already passed away and he died upon that without following sincerity and sincere worship that you called him to. So, إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. So this dua for your son, that which you called, is not correct. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ. So don't ask me that which you have no knowledge of. إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I warn you to not be from the ignorant ones. And Nuh alayhi salam straight away recognizing what he has done. And he called upon Allah to forgive him. Rabbi inni a'udu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. Our Lord, I seek refuge from asking you that which I have no knowledge of. Wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akun min al-khasirin. And if you don't forgive me and have mercy over me, I will be from the losers. Qila ya Nuh ihbit bi salamin minna. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. And he said, come down with security and protection from us. وَبَرَكَاتٍ عَلَيْكَ. And blessings upon you. وَعَلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِمَّنْ مَعَكَ. And those nations that are with you, يعني the people that are with you. And only a few actually were saved. وَأُمَمٌ سَنُمَتِّعُهُمْ ثُمَّ يَمَسُّهُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And another nation who turn away after we've given them provisions and sustenance, then there will be struck with a punishment that is severe. So this shows you that this story shows us some benefits. From those benefits, number one, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah says 10 benefits. Number one is the importance of Tawheed. All of the prophets call the people to Tawheed. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Indeed, we have called upon every... Indeed, we have sent to every nation a prophet calling the people to worship Allah and to keep away from the false deities. So the first thing is Tawheed. And Tawheed, there are many benefits to Tawheed that the Messenger showed us. And if you go to Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali's explanation of Tathir al-Itiqad of al-San'ani, in the footnotes he has numbered about 30 plus benefits of a Tawheed. 30 plus benefits of a Tawheed. From them, we mentioned some of them. Because this is the da'wah of all the prophets and messengers. From the benefits of Tawheed is no doubt Allah protects you from the hellfire. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِ بِذَلِكَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Allah protects the one who says, لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ, sincerely seeking the face of Allah, Allah protects him from the hellfire. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. So Allah protects that person. From the benefits of a Tawheed is the best that the prophets have mentioned. خَيْرُ مَا خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءِ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةَ وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُهُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The best that all the prophets have said, is the kalimat al-tawheed. From the benefits of tawheed, number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you success. Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. O mankind, say la ilaha illallah and you will be successful. You want success? It's in tawheed. If you are upon tawheed, number four, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open from the heavens barakat, blessings for you, ya Abdullah. Ma qala abdun qat, la ilaha illallah mukhlisan, sincerely he says la ilaha illallah, illa futihat laha abwab as-samaa, except the doors or the gates of the heavens are open for that individual or for that situation that he's on, saying la ilaha illallah with sincerity, hatta tufdi ila al-arsh ma ijtanibat al-kaba'ir, until it reaches the arsh, so long as you keep away from the major sins. Great benefit, prosperity for the individual because he's upon tawheed. From the benefits of tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove a difficulty from you. Look what ala ukhbirukum, the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bi shay'in idha nazala bi rajulin minkum karbun aw bala' min amri ad-dunya da'a bihi fa farraja anhu du'a dinnun. Shall I tell you something? If any difficulty, affliction, harm befalls you, they can remove it if you say this dua. The dua of the noon. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. So, that's number four. Number five, it will increase you in wealth. Allah will protect your wealth. Allah will protect your honor and your blood. أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلَ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَقُولُ لَا إِلَّا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I have been commanded to repel the aggressor until he says لا إله إلا الله وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Notice this narration, some of the ignorant reporters and some of the ignorant journalists, they like to quote this verse, this hadith, I mean. And sometimes it is incorrectly translated, I have been commanded to fight the people until they say La ilaha illallah. That's an incorrect translation. Uqatil is different than aqtul. Uqatil is different than aqtul. Aqtul is to fight. Uqatil means somebody already initiated the fight, and you are trying to repel the harm of that individual. You fight them back until they say La ilaha illallah. If they're upon Islam, then you try to rectify. If they're not Muslims and they're trying to harm you and your family, coming into your house, then you have to defend yourself. So they incorrectly translate this because of their lack of knowledge of Arabic language and lack of understanding of the Sharia. The Messenger does not initiate going out and fighting anyone just like that. The Messenger first and foremost calls the people to Islam. Calls them to Tawheed. Calls them to the worship of Allah. Don't go out killing people at the Khawarij. This is the hadith which is refused to Khawarij, if they knew. Because the Khawarij, they killed to the last drop of blood. This is not the way of Ahl-Sunnah. Ahl-Sunnah, we invite us to the truth. We call the people. But if someone tries to harm you, you defend yourself. If somebody tries to kill you, then you do your best to repel the aggression. So correct translation of that hadith. نعم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس. أقاتل, not أقتل. أقاتل, which means I have been commanded to repel the aggression of the people until they say لا إله إلا الله. So when the person comes to showing aggression, showing harm, trying to kill the believer, he has to defend himself if he's able. Number five or number six? Number six. From the benefits of Tawheed, is that the honor of the person is honorable and is protected. When a people came and they, when a person said amongst them, "Where is Malik ibn Dukhayshin?" So some of them said, "Munafiq. La yuhibbu Allah wa Rasulah." Some of them said, "He's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite. He doesn't love Allah and His Messenger." So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, "La taqul dhalik." Don't say that. "Ala tarahu qala la ilaha illallah." Don't you see that he says, "La ilaha illallah, yabtaghi bidarika wajha Allah," seeking the face of Allah. So it is a reason for your honor to be defended, to be upon Tawheed. From the benefits of Tawheed, number 7, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazed with the one who says it. Loves the one who says it and he's amazed of it. As in the authentic hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu, "Inna Allah la ya'jab ila al-abdi idha qala la ilaha illa ant. Inni qad zalamtu nafsi faghfir li dhunubi. Innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. قال عبدي عرف أن له ربا يغفر ويعاقب." My servant, he recognized that he has a Lord who forgives and he calls to account. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يعجب إلى العبد إذا قال لا إله إلا الله. It's upon Tawheed, لا إله إلا أنت. إني قد ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي ذنبي فاغفر لي ذنوبي. إِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So be upon Tawheed. Look at the fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the benefits of Tawheed, that it will help you one day in your life. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ نَفَعَتْ يَوْمًا مِنْ دَهْرِهِ يُصِيبُهُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مَا أَصَابَهُ." It may be, and Allah knows best, due to major sins, the person is punished. Eventually, if he is punished, eventually he will enter paradise, because he said La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart. A great benefit. 8th benefit. From the benefit of Tawheed, it is a great reason for your sins to be forgiven. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Ala u'allimuka kalimat idha qultahunna ghafara Allahu laka." Shall I need to not teach you some words that if you say it, Allah will forgive you? وَإِن كُنْتَ مَغْفُورًا لَكَ. And if you are forgiven, even if you are forgiven, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say, "La ilaha illallah, al-aliyy, al-azim," the one who is the highest, the exalted. "La ilaha illallah, al-hakim, al-kareem." "La ilaha illallah," the one who is the most wise, the most bounteous. "La ilaha illallah, Rabbu as-samawati as-sab'i," the Lord of the 7 heavens. "Wa Rabbu al-arshi al-azim," the Lord of the throne, the great throne. "Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen." All praise due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Hadith in Tirmidhi, which is sahih. 10th benefit of Tawheed, that the 8 doors of paradise are open for you, Ya Abdullah, if you're upon Tawheed. When the Prophet ﷺ sent Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, in that which has been reported by Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger ﷺ said, "Man tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu." Whoever does wudu and perfects his wudu, not like some, they rush their wudu, they don't la yusbighun al-wudu, they don't do the wudu properly such that it reaches the bodily parts it's supposed to reach. "Man tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu. ثم قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين." Oh Allah, make me from the repentful ones, make me from those who purify themselves continuously. فتحت له ثمانية أبواب الجنة. 7 gates of paradise are open for him. Min ayyiha sha'a. 8 gates of paradise are open for him, which anyone he wants to enter. Hadith in Tirmidhi, which is sahih. Gates of paradise open for you. That was how many now? 10, huh? InshaAllah, these are sufficient. There are over 30 benefits that Ibn al-Qayyim mentions that Shaykh Zayd clarifies. But that is the importance of Tawheed. And there are many benefits of Tawheed. That is why all the prophets and those that follow them upon righteousness call to Tawheed. Number 2, the benefit of the Qisat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is the adab of Nuh. The manner of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and how he called the people with good manners. He was already known as truthful. He was already known as having good manners amongst the people. And he called them day and night. So the second benefit is the adab of the da'i should be patient. Day and night, open and in secret. In the third benefit that is benefited from the story of Nuh alayhi salam is repelling the doubts. The doubts will come one after the other, and Allah repels those doubts. From the doubts that the people of Nuh alayhi salam said to him, they said, "Ma naraka illa basharan mithlana." We don't see you except a human being like us. There's a doubt. وَمَا نَرَاكَ تَبْعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَادِلُنَا. And we don't see your followers except those who are lowly. Second doubt. بَادِي الرَّأِي. We don't really have an opinion that will be even heard or followed. وَمَا نَرَى لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ. Another doubt. We don't see really there's any superiority, virtue of superiority, status that you have over us. بَلْ نَظُنُّكَ كَاذِبِينَ. All of these are doubts, and doubts will come. But these doubts had nothing to do with his call. In terms of what he called them to worship Allah, then you could be rich or you could be poor. In terms of this call to Allah, then I'm a human being like you calling you. If there had been angels upon the earth, then Allah would have sent angels. So he repelled their doubts. And doubts would come, and you need to repel those doubts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised those whom He raises. وَتِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Raises some over others, more than others. As for those who didn't have status in society, then you don't have to have status to be upon guidance. You don't have to be upon status to be upon guidance, so long as what you're calling to is truth. As for we see you as lying, مَعْلُومُ أَنَ الظَّنْ أَكْدَبَ الْحَدِيثِ. Because they said, نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. They didn't say you are liars. They said, we think you are liars. We think you are liars. And this is proof against them, because they were not liars, they were truthful. And number 4, from the benefit of this story is Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the callers to Allah, the rest of the messengers, they do not seek the dunya when they call. And that's why he said, لا أسألكم عليه مالا. I don't want wealth from you. إن أجري إلا على الله. My reward is with Allah. I'm not here to seek wealth from you. I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you for positions. إن أجري إلا على الله. And this is the true da'i, calls to Allah, is not wealth that he looks at. And Shaykh Abdullah al-Bukhari once, when he was giving a lecture, he said some people, some du'at, they travel to Europe and America, whatever, and they end up looking what the people have got. In the end, it's like they go in for tourism. They're not going for da'wah. They're not going to... What is the state of your heart when you're calling the people? Is it to be higher in their ranks? To have status amongst the people, to have position. What is it that you call to? What's behind the reason why you're calling? And Shaykh Abdullah mentioned There are some who do that. They end up looking at what others have got, and in the end, they try to manipulate communities. And we've seen that with certain individuals who came to this country, maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and they went to America in the end, some of them. One of them was Majdi Warda. This Egyptian character would cry in his lectures, and in the end, he's using fraud. He's using credit cards that are fraud, and he's going around marrying and divorcing. And we've seen that trait as well with some of those du'as, Allah yadihim. Marrying and divorcing. It's kids. There's no harm in marrying. Allah's Messenger وسلم, said about that which is beloved to him, the perfume and women, and that which is permissible. There's no harm in that. Marry up to four, that's the asl. But if you are not able to marry, to do justice with them, then marry only one. And when you see that responsibility that's on your neck on Yawm al-Qiyamah, with children scattered everywhere, not under your care, not under your responsibility. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُضَيَّعَ مَنْ يَعُولُ. It is enough sin for a person he discards those under his responsibility. So this is not an issue about عدم التعدد. Not about being against polygamy. Polygamy is sunnah. وَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever turns away from my sunnah is not of me. But the issue is the responsibility of children being scattered. Even amongst them, those that die, you don't even know they're dead. That's Allah's salama. And that's occurred with those who go from community to community. And this individual did that. To the extent now there's a website in America called stopmajdiwarda.com. There's a website like that. stopmajdiwarda.com, because he was a fraud. He was a fraud. And that's what he is. May Allah protect us. The du'at to Allah, who are sincere and truthful, they do not seek the wealth of the people. They do not seek the position in society. La, look what he said. Ya qawmi, la as'alukum alayhi mala. I don't ask of you, my people, any wealth. In ajri illa ala Allah, my reward is with Allah. ولهذا كان من أجل فضائل لأتباع الرسل أن يكونوا مقتدين بالرسل. This is the benefits of those who follow the messengers. They follow the examples of the messengers. Number five. From the benefits is that you will see from this story is the people who oppose you, they will try and get at your intention. They will try and attack your intention. If you are sincere to Allah, then don't worry what the people think. And don't worry what the people hold in their hearts against you. And they will try to attack your intention. Whereas the da'i of Allah, na'am, نَكِلْ سَرَاءِ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. We leave the affairs of the hearts to Allah. أَشَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. Did you open his heart to see if he was sincere in what he said? He was truthful to what he said. So being truthful is the way of the da'i, even if the people attack you in your sincerity. وَلَا أَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ تَزْدَرِ أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah knows what's in their hearts. So you be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the affair to Allah. Even if the people, they attack your intention, they attack your hearts. So long as your intention is sincere and you're fulfilling the sunnah, then that is khair. Number six, al-isti'ana billah, seeking aid from Allah. Because when Nuh alayhi salam boarded the ark, he said, وَقَالَ اِرْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرِيهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا. He asked Allah by his name, that may sail in the name of Allah, seeking help from Allah, seeking blessing from Allah. فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah said to him, when you are aboard on the ship, on the ark, you and your people, then say, Alhamdulillah, for the one who has saved us away from the oppressive people. So return the affairs to Allah, that He is the one who will help you. Number 7, الدُّعَاء بِالْبَرَكَةِ. Ask Allah for blessing. When you board a form of transport, whether it's a car, a ship, a plane, وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ. And even when you go upon in a house, ask Allah to bless that house for you. Manzil Mubarak, a house, an abode that is blessed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 29. Number 8, from the benefits of this story, is taqwa of Allah, that the da'i should have, and the caller to truth should have. And the taqwa Allah wal qiyam bi wajibati al-iman min jumlati al-asbab allati tunalu biha ad-dunya wa kathratu al-awlad wa rizq wa quwwati al-abdan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with children, with wealth, with health. Wa in kana lidhalika aydan asbab akhar, even though there may be other reasons for that as well. Wa hiya as-sabab al-wahid alladhi laysa hunaka sabab siwah fi nail khair al-akhirah. But it is the only reason for you to get good in the hereafter. وَالسَّلَامَةِ مِنْ عِقَابِهَا. And protection from, or security from, the punishment in the hereafter is having taqwa. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called to that, because he said, أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. He called to taqwa. And number 9, from the benefits of this, is that sins are destructive. Sins are destructive. And they entered, they were drowned. The people of Noah who turned away from him, they were drowned because they turned away. And they sinned. Turned away, and they sinned. And they turned into disobedience. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment drowned them. And they said, and I'll read you the surah. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونِ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا What is wrong with you? What is the matter with you that you don't seek respect and honor with Allah? You don't return honor and respect with Allah, to Allah. He's the one who gave you life. He's the one who made you Muslim. He's the one who raised you with knowledge. He's the one who gave you shelter. He's the one who gave you children and family. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is the matter with you that you don't return that respect, that honor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or you don't honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respect Him. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. While He's the one who created you in stages. You are only a sperm, a nutfa, then a alaqa, then something which clings, and then a mudra, a chewed piece of flesh, and then you became a human being when the angel blew into the womb, into the fetus. You became a human being. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His creation, that way He has created. وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And here the benefits that the linguists bring, and they say, look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He created the moon, and it is light, or reflected light. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. But with the sun, He called it a siraj. Siraj, like a burning lamp. And both the moon and the sun give off light. But notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He described the moon, He said Nura, light only. But when He mentioned the sun, He said Siraja, burning light or lamp, like a lamp. And the scholars, they mention, the scholars of the language, they mention, because in reality the moon, it only gets its light from other than itself. And that's why Allah distinguished between the moon's light and the sun's light. That the moon's light is reflected light, but the sun's light, it's originally from the sun. And He called it Siraja, burning lamp. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. And here Allah talks about the resurrection, that He will bring you out again. لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا قَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي وَاتَّبَعُوا مَنْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا. So even with their mighty plots against Nuh alayhi salam and his people, they did not succeed. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. And they wanted to defend their idols or the images that they made of shirk that they called to. وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. And they have misguided many and will not increase the oppressors except in more misguidance. مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا. That's what I wanted to come to. And this is because of their sins, they were drowned. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا. And so they entered the hellfire thereafter, and they did not find anyone else besides Allah to give them any aid or any help. And Shaykh As-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentions that because of their sins, they drowned. And that is the ninth benefit of this surah. Sins are destructive. And if the person continues to sin, the Messenger said, a black spot enters his heart until his heart becomes covered with blackness, with darkness. بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That ran covers their heart for what their own hands have put forward. And number 10, when the punishment comes, الْعَقُوبَةُ تَعُمْ. If you are not calling the people, doing enjoining good and forbidding the evil, because Nuh alayhi salam was doing that, and Allah saved him. But if you're not enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, then when the punishment comes, al-aqubatu ta'um. Everyone goes in that aqubah. And Aisha radhiyallahu anha asked, anuhlak wa fina salihun? Shall we be destroyed? Yani when the day of judgment comes, will the people be destroyed while they are righteous amongst? When a punishment comes, will the destruction affect everyone? The Prophet said, "Naam, wakullun yub'athu ala niyatihi." Yes, he said, but everyone be raised upon his intention. He didn't say no. So even the righteous, she said, "Salihun." She didn't say "Muslihun," because the Muslih is the one who enjoins the good and forbids the evil. If you go to the Surah Hud, and you go Mus'haf. If you go to Surah Hud, and there are two or three places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that when the destruction comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish those who are enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Those are Muslih. So if you are Muslih, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, and the punishment comes, you will be saved. Just like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was saved, and just like Lot alayhi salatu wasalam was saved. Because when the punishment came upon Lot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the punishment came, He told him to leave. He told him to leave. And in Nuh alayhi salam's case, likewise, told him that to board the ship so that he will be saved away from being punished. So Surah Hud, verse 117. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ لِيُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُهَا مُصْلِحُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your Lord will not punish or will not destroy a village or a nation due to an oppression that they committed, sins, destructive sins, while its people are muslihun, while the people are rectifiers, rectifying, enjoining good and forbidding the evil. They're the 10 benefits from the story of Nuh alayhi salam from Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم.